For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Although the latest poll shows Kamala Harris with a 10-point lead over Donald Trump in Virginia, Trump spent time Saturday in Salem, joined by Republican officials. One of them was Representative Ben Klein, who represents the Deep Red 6th District, and we have a profile of his challenger. And we explore the law signed by then-Governor Kane 20 years ago that requires the DMV to report suspected non-citizens to strike from the voter rolls. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, November 4th. The last part of the Blue Ridge Parkway in Virginia that had been closed after damage from Helene reopened Friday morning. Cardinal News reports the National Park Service restored access to an additional 16 miles of the Blue Ridge Parkway from milepost 201 near Fancy Gap to milepost 217 near the North Carolina border. Much, but not all, of the parkway in North Carolina has also reopened. Vice President Kamala Harris holds a 10-point lead over former President Donald Trump in Virginia, according to a new poll released Friday by Roanoke College. The Virginia Mercury reports that the survey by the Institute for Policy and Opinion Research shows Harris with 51% support compared to 41% for Trump. Independent and third-party candidates take about 5% of the vote. In the U.S. Senate race, Democratic incumbent Tim Kaine leads his Republican challenger Hung Cao by 51 to 40%. For the survey, pollsters interviewed 851 likely registered voters in Virginia in the final week of October. The survey has a margin of error of 4.6%. Former President Donald Trump spent several hours campaigning in Salem on Saturday, despite the polls that show him trailing in the state. Virginia Public Radio's Roxy Todd was also there speaking with supporters and opponents of Trump.
Outside the Salem Civic Center, at least 10,000 people wait to get inside the Trump rally. For many, the festive party atmosphere is a major draw.
Just America, cold beer, and God.
Garrett, who didn't want to give his last name, drove straight to the rally after he got off work at a Botetourt County pumpkin patch. But seeing the crowd, he realized he wouldn't be able to get inside, so he and his friends set up to hang out on a grassy hill to watch the rally from a jumbotron. Among the thousands standing to get inside are people from Canada and Denmark, and a handful of passionate Trump fans from Japan are marching throughout the crowds, waving flags, including Yu Yusami, who lives outside Tokyo.
To confirm President Trump landslide victory.
On the outskirts of the crowd is a small group of counter-protesters, most of them women.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, Donald Trump has got to go.
Chris Carter of Roanoke stands beside her teenage daughter.
I believe that watching where we are today is terrifying. I've never seen our country this divided, and I've been going to protest for years, and this is terrifying.
An employee with the Trump campaign said they expected 14,000 people to show up, but the Civic Center holds less than 7,000. In Salem, I'm Roxy Todd.
Republicans at that rally frequently spoke about illegal immigration and transgender women. Governor Glenn Youngkin highlighted his own record on history, race, and gender in schools as well as school choice.
Our children know two truths. One, parents matter. And two, we love them and we're going to make sure that their parents continue to matter.
Others who spoke used offensive language when discussing transgender students. Congressman Ben Klein is running for re-election to represent the region in Washington, D.C. He called Democrats tyrants.
These are narrow-minded global elites, the enemies of the Enlightenment and the enemies of mankind, and they will continue unchecked unless we stop them at the ballot box on Tuesday.
Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears also said this was an election between good and evil. In the Shenandoah Valley and southward to Roanoke, Democrats are making a play for Ben Klein's 6th district seat. It's a deeply Republican district, and the challenger is campaigning on moderate bipartisanship and civility. Bridget Manley, reporting for VPM News, has more.
On a crisp, sunny day in Stanton, Ken Mitchell, the Democratic candidate for the 6th district of Virginia, is out knocking on doors.
Have you voted?
Yeah.
No, isn't that November 5th?
Well, it's between now and November 5th.
Mitchell's primary task has been ensuring registered voters have a plan for Election Day and encouraging them to vote early. A veteran and small farmer from Rockingham County, Mitchell aims to do what Democrats have struggled to achieve in the past few decades, turn the district blue. He's mostly trying to find independents and moderate Republicans who are dissatisfied with the direction of the GOP while encouraging young voters to engage in the political process.
I do find that the middle, not just independents, but moderate Republicans as well, are tired of the divisiveness. They're tired of the rhetoric. They're tired of seeing their children have to look out and find adults fighting over things, right? And they want to find some civility into their lives.
Mitchell's priorities include job growth, fair wages, transitioning to cleaner energy, and economic development. Mitchell also supports equal pay for women and openly discusses reproductive rights. Virginia's rural 6th district has been solidly red for decades. Since 1953, only one Democrat has held the seat. Republican Ben Klein is seeking a fourth term. Klein, a member of the conservative House Freedom Caucus, opposed the certification of Joe Biden's 2020 presidential victory, supported the Federal Life at Conception Act, and endorsed Donald Trump in the 2024 Republican primaries. Klein did not respond to interview requests. Gail Oppie is voting for Klein. She's president of the Republican Women of Harrisonburg in Rockingham County.
I am very concerned about being physically conservative in our government, locally and statewide and nationally.
Oppie supports Klein's positions on the economy, abortion restrictions, and border security. Mitchell is facing an uphill battle, particularly in fundraising. According to the Virginia Public Access Project, Mitchell has raised just under $200,000, while Klein has raised almost $1 million. Polling by The Economist shows Klein is, quote, almost certain to win the 6th district. Klein defeated Democrat Jennifer Lewis in 2022 with 64% of the vote. Democrats in the district still express hope, inspired by Mitchell's message of leaving no one behind.
I'm voting for Ken Mitchell because I look at the alternative.
Jean Blackmer is a retired teacher who lives in Stanton.
I worry about young people nowadays not being able to afford a house, not being able to afford a lot of things that we had when we were growing up. I think there's a lot of censorship that we have in education, and some books are banned, and I don't really believe in banning books.
Mitchell often engages with Trump supporters who taunt him at events, offering to sit down with them over a cup of coffee to talk. Sometimes, he says, he leaves having changed a mind or two.
And one of them asked me and said, now, I can't tell, are you a Republican or are you a Democrat, right? And I said, well, isn't that just what it should be? You shouldn't be able to say you're a Democrat or a Republican. And I said, well, first of all, I'm an American. Right. But yes, I am running as a Democrat, but I'm running as a moderate Democrat.
Mitchell acknowledges that the district's political makeup means he has to earn every vote, but hopes his message will resonate with voters concerned about the state of democracy. I'm Bridget Manley.
Also on the ballot this year is a proposed state constitutional amendment to expand a property tax exemption to certain surviving military spouses. State Senator Jeremy McPike sponsored the change.
Right now, we have service members who die in the line of duty, for instance, a training accident, or I know one example where a Humvee actually in theater rolled over and killed the service member. Those surviving spouses, they don't get anything.
McPike said that's because the property tax exemption available now is only for the spouses of service members who are either 100% disabled or who were killed in action, which is a specific Department of Defense term. Killed in action means the death occurred at the hands of enemies. That's why new language has been proposed to expand the exemption to spouses of those who died while serving the country. The Department of Justice says it will monitor voting in 6 Virginia localities on election today, mostly in Northern Virginia. To ensure federal laws are being followed, the agency posted a press release listing localities in 27 states it plans to track. That includes in Virginia, Hanover, Henrico, Loudoun, and Prince William counties, as well as Manassas and Manassas Park. David Ramadan, a George Mason University professor and former Republican state delegate, told VPM News that this is not anything new for the Department of Justice. The law requiring Virginia's Department of Motor Vehicles to produce a list of suspected non-citizens to strike from the roll of eligible voters was signed by then-Governor Tim Kaine almost 20 years ago. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has this look at what was happening at the time.
2006 was Governor Tim Kaine's first General Assembly session in the Executive Mansion, and at the time, lawmakers were focused on a budget battle and a transportation package. But there was one bill also on the agenda that required the DMV to produce a list of people that should be stricken from the list of eligible voters. One of the Democrats who voted against that bill was Senator Cree Deeds of Charlottesville, who says it was a reaction to the motor voter law.
And it basically went a step further and says if they're going to register or vote people to vote, they also have to determine whether they're citizens or not. Well, who can object to that? Well, in my view, you were bringing DMV into something that they weren't really designed to do. They aren't designed to make those determinations.
The bill was introduced by Ken Cuccinelli, who was a Republican senator from Fairfax County at the time. He's now chairman of the Election Transparency Initiative, and he acknowledges this process does end up striking some citizens from the rolls temporarily.
There's no arrangement that's ever perfect, but this information originates with the voter. So that's part of why DMV doesn't just do this automatically. It goes to the registrar, who then communicates with the voter.
Cuccinelli's bill was signed by Kaine, and the DMV list has been used to conduct monthly purges of the voter rolls ever since, including monthly purges when Democrats were in power. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally today, the oldest known surviving school building for black children in the U.S. was publicly dedicated in Williamsburg on Friday. WHRO's Nick McNamara reports.
The Williamsburg Bray School was the place where as many as 400 enslaved and free black children were taught in the 1700s. Now, 250 years after it closed its doors in 1774, the structure will be commemorated in a dedication ceremony. The Bray School was identified in 2020 on the campus of William and Mary, where it sat unknown throughout the years. The building was moved in 2023 to its current location at Colonial Williamsburg, which is restoring the school to its 18th century look. A limited number of guests will be allowed a tour of the school before it closes to finish restoration work. It's expected to fully open in spring 2025.
Nick McNamara reporting. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Monday.